This is Passport to Texas. Love bugs? There's still time to participate in the Pollinator Bio Blitz, which continues through October 8th.
With two goals in mind, to increase awareness about pollinators and about the habitat that they require.
Johnny Smith is Parks and Wildlife Conservation Education Manager. Pollinators include bees, butterflies, beetles, moths, and other critters that move pollen while foraging.
If you participate in the Pollinator Bio Blitz, what you're going to be doing is you're going to have an opportunity to observe pollinators at a site that you visit, like maybe your local zoo or aquarium or nature center, and observe the pollinators that are there. Grab a picture of the pollinator that you find, and you can post it onto Instagram. We're asking all of the participants to use the hashtag #SaveThePollinators.
Post findings on iNaturalist.org. Texas Parks and Wildlife's website has pages dedicated to the Pollinator Bio Blitz,
where people can learn what pollinators might be in their area, links to what might be blooming in my area right now that's hosted out of the Wildflower Center, and then also to be aware of habitat that you have that supports pollinators. And if you don't have habitat in or near your home, school, library, we're encouraging people to try and get organized in planting pollinator habitat.
The Pollinator Bio Blitz runs through October 8th. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.